If you got your Bibles, turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. I call him Little John. He's over there in between 2 Peter and Jude. Jude's right next to Revelation, so that gets you in the area where you're supposed to be. 1 John chapter 4. As I always say, I like to call him Little John 1, 2, and 3. When you find your place, let's stand for the reading of God's holy word this morning. I hope you'll take this to heart this morning and hear what the Spirit of God has to say. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Can I read that again? And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because we've heard this quote a lot. Greater, 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 greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let us pray. Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you will open our hearts and open our ears for hearing, God, that we'll receive your word. Lord, I'm not much this morning, but stammering, Lord, through my lips and my mind. But God, would you for a few moments speak through us, Lord, that your people could receive something today. It's not by elegance of speech or great study or knowledge, but God, it's by your inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we could give out, Lord, what you give us this morning. Lord, I know you're coming soon. Lord, I'm looking for your appearing. God, we don't know when, but we want to be watching and looking. Lord, we're ready. We're your people, and we're looking for your coming. Have your way today, and we'll love you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Here we read in this chapter the writings of John. He's teaching and preaching about the false prophets. And as we as people of God, we need to know the difference. In this day and hour that we live in, I've never felt such an urgency to tell you we need to know the difference whether people are of God or not. There's so much being let go right now and compromised with that I know it's got to be sickening in the nostrils of God and His holy name and His work and what He has ordained for people to do. And today I want to preach on a message that God woke me up this week with, and it's simply entitled Counterfeits. I want to preach on counterfeits this morning. I'm telling you, we as the people of God, we must pray for discernment in our life. We must ask God to give us some understanding and discernment. You may say, what is that this morning? Discernment means to have keen insight and good judgment. Did you know that over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10, the Bible talks about spiritual gifts about praying for the spirit of discernment. You know, as a child of God, that you can do that today. You can ask God, Lord, I lack understanding. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth liberally, that he'll give him understanding. He will help you understand if you don't understand. I don't care if you're here this morning and you can't write your name or you can't read a book. You can ask for discernment and understanding. And I'm telling you this morning, He, the Holy Spirit of God, can speak to you and give you great understanding this morning. Besides that, he has given us the Holy Spirit of God, you that have been born again. We have the Holy Spirit of God living within us. And when you hear a man of God preach, or you hear something that's supposed to be from the Word of God, he that's living within inside of you will speak to your heart and identify that that is the truth. Can I get a witness this morning? You know what the truth is if you've been born again. You may not can quote this Bible from cover to cover, and I can't neither. But I know when I hear the truth, it speaks to my spirit. It gets me excited inside and knowing that I'm hearing something from God. And we need to hear from God today. Matthew 7:21, the Bible says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven." Amen. Not everybody that says, "Lord, Lord," is called of God. Everybody that packs a Bible, that is a man that packs a Bible and claims to be called of God, is not called of God. But you that are here that are born again, when that man walks in and starts preaching, that Holy Spirit gets stirred up inside you and will tell you that that man is telling you the truth. Can I hear from you this morning? He will tell you. You don't have to wonder. Now, I'm telling you, these pulpits all over this country are being filled with men that are not qualified to stand and preach this holy word. And the congregations are being confused and they don't know what to do. But I'm glad for a few men and women in churches that will stand on the word of God and stand against this nonsense and say, "For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to stand on the word of God and not back down." And I can tell you here at Vickers Chapel, as long as God blesses me to stand here as the pastor, I'm going to watch this pulpit. I'm going to watch these men that come in this church claiming they're children of God and they're called to preach. I'm going to examine their life. I'm going to look them over. I'm going to find out if they line up with the Word of God. I don't want nobody in this pulpit trying to preach to me that they can't even live right or do right. Can I hear from you this morning? If you're going to stand here and tell somebody how to live, you need to know how to live yourself, amen, before you tell somebody else. I'm glad that my life is an open book. I told the church a long time ago, I'm an open book. You can look up my life, but I promise you, you'll find a man full of faults, a man full of failures. But I do try to follow the word of God. I do try to stand on what God tells me to do. I fall every day, but I try to do what he tells me to do in his word. And I try to try the spirits. I try them in everybody. I look at your spirit. I pray that God show me your spirit and show me if you're walking with God or not. I know a lot of times that's why God gives me the messages that I get, because he's given me insight and discernment of what needs to go on. Does that happen just for the pastor, the preacher? No. It can happen for you this morning. You should desire that in your life and ask God to show you that in your life. I'm going to get to the message in a minute. I'm giving you straight from the press this morning. Straight off the press from heaven, amen. And these days that we're living in, these last days, we need to have discernment in our life and know what's the truth. I tell you, I've had preacher after preacher after preacher come to me. Young preachers that are trying to follow the will of God and want to do what's right. And they're asking me about all these qualifications. Why is this man standing and preaching? He's not qualified. Why is this pastor in the pulpit trying to lead a congregation? He's not qualified. Where's the standard at? I said that we've got away from the book and anything goes. As long as they're giving money and we're building big churches, people will come and say everything's great. But I'll tell you what, you need to find out what's going on behind the pulpit. Find out if the man of God is qualified to stand here or not. And if he ain't qualified, get rid of him and find somebody that is. Amen. I tell you, it has to make the Lord sick at times, the mess that the church is in. And the devil is just slipping counterfeits in every minute. And it ain't because I wear a suit this morning makes me qualified before God. That ain't got a thing to do with it. Wearing a tie ain't got a thing to do with it. You know, saying God bless you ain't got a thing to do with it. You know what? You can get up here and hoop and squall and holler and preach a good outline and do all these things. But you know what I want to see? I want to see when you come out of the pulpit and you get amongst the people and live that way. That's where I want to see you at. If you're truly born again, you say you love God, I want to see you outside this church. I want to see how you talk outside this church. I want to see how you live outside this church. That'll tell exactly who you are. or if you're a counterfeit or not. Amen? Now I'm getting down to some tough stuff this morning, but I'm going to give you exactly what God told me to give you, and we're going to do exactly what He says to do. Amen? Because I love you this morning. We need not to accept the counterfeits from the devil. There's three things that's going to happen in our life if we accept counterfeits from the devil. I brought something to show you this morning. You know me, I love illustrations. And everybody will love this one. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see that? What is that? Money. You know what the Bible says that is? The root of all evil. But they only say the root of all evil. That's the root of all evil right there. That ain't the root of all evil. It's the love of that is what it is. If you all you can think about is having a whole bunch of this, then that's where you're going wrong. I like to have a whole bunch of it so I can give it to other people and give it to the church and help people in need and things like that. I told her one day, I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a 53-foot tractor trailer backed into the yard with $100 bills stacked end to end, all the way front to back, all the way to the top, and all we had to do was spend it. I said, I could help a lot of people. She said, yeah, it caused a lot of trouble too. And I said, you're exactly right. Because if they knew I had a tractor trailer load of this stuff, can you imagine what a mess I'd be in? I'd be everybody's best friend. Well, you like to have some of that, brother. Here's the devil's trick. You know, in churches, we come in and I beg you week after week after week after week to exhort the Lord, love the Lord, lift the Lord up, you know, be emotional, raise your hands. You say, you may feel out of your comfort zone because I'm so wild and crazy. But I'm trying to help you get to a place that you can be in that fellowship with God where nothing matters. When you walk into this house, we've entered into His gates of thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. We're lifting up our hands and blessing His name. When the offering time comes, we're tickled to death to give money in an offering because God has blessed us this week. So we want to bless Him. And we want to give what God has blessed us with. And not only in our money and our tithes and our offerings, but we want to do a sacrifice of praise and we want to lift our hands and bless His name. We want to say amen and do these things and exhort the Lord, and that's what the Lord's looking for. We should be coming here to say, Lord, what can I do for You? Not what can You do for me? Did you come this morning seeing what God was going to do for you? We should have come saying, God, what are You going to do for me? What can I do for You? And give Him that sacrifice of praise. But here's the devil. He's walking around this morning and he wants to slip you a counterfeit. Now, I don't know if you've looked at this real close, but there's some counterfeits in this. There's some real money in it, but there's some counterfeits in it too. And sitting back there, you probably can't hardly tell the difference. But if you look real close, there's counterfeits in this right here. But to you right there now, you can't hardly tell it. It looks about all the same. And the devil, he's constantly, when you start moving forward for God, he's wanting to slip you a counterfeit. He'll get right out of this. This is just an illustration, but when the devil's, he's here this morning just like the Lord is. I want you to know that. He's more faithful than you are. He comes every service. He don't miss one. He's here every minute. Soon as we get ready to come to church, he's like, I'm going. And he's here. And about the time that the Holy Spirit starts moving in the church house, and you start feeling the power of God, and all of a sudden you're starting to raise your hand up. Just start raising your hand up, our brothers. You starting to raise your hand, the devil's like, oh no, here, wait. Let me give you this. And he slip him a counterfeit. You know how I know it's a counterfeit? You look at that, it looks real, don't it? But look at the back of it. It's counterfeit. Yeah, I was running off money this morning. It's a counterfeit. But the devil will give him this to keep his hand down. No, no. And we'll listen to him, and we'll take the counterfeit. And then the Lord start moving over here on this side, and all of a sudden these boys start feeling what's going on over here, and they're going to start wanting to raise their hand. Now, Scott, raise your hand just a minute. And the devil said, oh, no, wait, here, let me give that to you. If you'll notice, that's a counterfeit too. He ain't going to give you nothing real. I got some real. See, look at that. It's real. You ain't getting that. Here. I'll give you a counterfeit. And that's just like it. He ain't going to do nothing good for you. He ain't going to give you nothing real. He's going to give you the counterfeit in it. So he's already got two discouraged now. And he's given them counterfeits. And they've accepted the counterfeit from the devil. I'm going to tell you, there's three things that'll get you in trouble with the Lord when you accept a counterfeit. Number one is our walk with the Lord. That's where he starts at. You know how it starts? Our walk with him is our prayer life. Over in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he told us to pray without ceasing. But that's where the devil's going to start. He's going to start in your prayer life. He'll slip you a counterfeit and start in your prayer life. And he'll get you so wrapped up with the things of the world that as soon as you wake up in the morning, you can't even talk to the Lord because all of a sudden your mind is wrapped around everything that's going on in your life. And you're so busy you can't do nothing. You start your day wide open thinking about all your problems and all the things you got to get done. And I got to get with it. And you get up and get the clothes on and you're out the door and half the day's gone. You've never even thought about praying. There's your first situation. I mentioned this last week is your study. 2 Timothy 2:15, he said, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Here you've stopped reading your Bible. So you've got up, you ain't got time to pray, and you sure ain't got time to read the Bible because you got up late, you got to get to work. There's a whole lot's got to get done. You got to get the kids ready, got to get them off to school. I got to pack their lunch. I ain't washed clothes. I ain't done this. I didn't mow the yard. All this stuff is going on. You're out the door. I'm telling you, it's a counterfeit of the devil. He's trying to keep you all wrapped up and busy to keep you away from God. He knows how to get to God, and it's through you. This whole thing, church, let me tell you this morning, is the devil's way to get back to him. If he can get his people's mind and worship and walk and talk and everything about them off of him, then the devil feels like he's winning. And we're allowing the devil to slip us counterfeits and get our minds away from God so we won't stay focused on what God wants in our life. Number two, he'll take your witness from you. He'll not only get in your walk with Christ and do these things, but he'll get in your witness. Proverbs 15:13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but a sorrow of the heart is the spirit that is broken with you, broken within you. That's when you're sad, the devil's making you unhappy, you have that sorrowful heart, he slipped that in on you and told you you need to be unhappy, you need to focus on all the problems that you got, and you listen to the devil, you take the counterfeit that the devil is offering you and tells you, here, take this. And you take it and you absorb into your unhappiness and you, here you are, a child of God. You're more than a conqueror. You're victorious. You can overcome and do all these things. But the devil's got your mind so clouded with all the things and slipped you a counterfeit. You're listening to him and you're drawn right away. But let me give you another scripture. In Psalms 146 verse 5, the Bible says, happy is he that hath God, the God of Jacob, for his help. For he is his Lord and his God. Happy is he that has him. You got to remember the Lord is in your life. He's your strength. He's your helper. He's your provider. No matter how bad it gets, how sad you get, how down you get, he is the one that helps you overcome. He is the one that does that in your life. Anybody had sadness this week? Anybody been depressed this week? I know nobody wants to admit to it. We all have it in our life. We all have those moments. You're going through stuff I'm not going through. I don't know your sadness. I don't know your trouble. But I know one thing. I'll be going along. I'll be working. Brother Todd, this happens to me a lot. I'll be working. I won't even be thinking about you. And I'll be working, doing things, and all of a sudden, for no reason, you'll come on my mind. And I'll stop for just a second and think, And I feel the Lord tell me, pray for him right now. And I'll start praying right then. Lord, I don't know what Brother Todd's going through, but I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'll meet his need, whatever it is. And I'll go back to working. You know? And that's what we need. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, discerning what God wants in our life. And when he speaks, that's the time to move right then. Stop right then. If somebody comes across your mind, I don't care how it is, maybe this week you'll think about Brother Mark and Chris singing this song up here today. And you'll think, man, what a blessing that was. Right then, they need your prayer. Say a prayer for them right then. You ain't got to get down on your knees and holler out and all this, but you can just whisper a prayer and ask God to meet this need. You know what you're doing? You're shoving the counterfeits away that the devil is slipping on you. All day long, he's trying to give you a counterfeit. He's trying to draw you away. Are y'all with me this morning? He's trying to draw your mind, your feeling, your thoughts, everything about you. He's trying to draw you out from the Lord and get you so busy that you're not thinking about anything. There's several of you all that are really busy. You've got a lot of things going on in your life. I've been praying for you this week and asking God to help you and show you and keep you focused. You got a lot to do and you got to get it done. But the first and most important thing, we need to stay focused upon what God wants in our life. So don't allow the devil to make you unhappy. Don't allow him to upset you. Does anybody get upset? I didn't think y'all did. Ain't none of you get upset, do you? Well, I'll tell you, I get upset. Ephesians 4:26, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You can get angry. You can get mad. But you can also control what's going on in your life. Don't allow the devil to take you to that next step. You need to stand firm when you get angry. Take control of your anger. The Bible says to mortify the members of your body. You have a mind. You have control over your mind. Take control of that and stop it before it gets out of hand. I got three out of that. But I like to get angry. Well, get over it. Because the devil is slipping you a counterfeit. He's trying to rob your joy. The first thing he'll do is you've worked hard all day and you'll come home and the first thing you walk through the door, she'll jump right on you. Where have you been? Supper's cold and you didn't do this and you did. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Or vice versa. You believe the devil will use your companion against you? You need to have discernment because he will. He will use her against you and use him against you. He will use your children against you. You'll be so upset. I mean, you're ready to bite a nail head off. You're so mad. That's the time that you've got to take control. Don't hurt the ones that are closest to you. Do you know what comes out of your mouth? You can never take that back. Yeah, you can get forgiveness, but what comes out your mouth makes a scar that they can't get over. So men, be careful. Be careful. Ladies, be careful. That goes both ways. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. I don't think you men even understand, I don't, how much love that really is. I mean, you ought to be treating her like royalty. Doing everything. Do I do that? I don't. And I feel guilty of it a lot of times. About the time I stopped treating her like a queen, the Lord's like, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm doing the wrong thing, I reckon. And I try to make up to her. Okay? But it don't stop there. Likewise, wives. You got the same commandment on you to love him and honor him and cleave to him and do for him the same way. Oh, I thought I was just a slave to him. No, this is an equal thing working together. That's a whole other message. I'll preach that some other time. But I'm trying to show you the counterfeits of the devil. How that he starts a long-range plan. He's working into your life to steal all of your joy and get you away. And if he can get you leaning on these counterfeits and trusting these counterfeits, your joy will go right out the window and you'll be dry as chalk. When you come to church, you won't have no praise in you. You won't have no joy in you. When people look at you, you'll bring them down because you're so depressed in your life. Let me tell you what, there's joy in serving Jesus. So not only does he work on your walk and your witness, the third thing he'll jump on is your worship. Now our church, I've been here next Sunday, it'll be a year. And from where we were to where we're now, we're like this. I want to see us like this. But we're like this right now. We're getting there. You say, what are you after? I'm after you to have all the joy in your life that you can have. I want you to be excited about coming to church. I want you to be excited about inviting other people to church. I want it to bring joy to your life when you see people that you have begged to come, they have finally came, and they're here, and they get excited, and you're excited, and when you hear the truth, you raise your hand, you say amen. If you want to sing a song, you get up and sing a song. You're free to do what God would have you to do here in the house of the Lord. We don't have a program, and the minute I find out we got one, it's going to go right out the door. I ain't having no program. I want God to be free. I want you to be able to lift your hands. I want you to be able to testify. If you want to stand in the corner back there and shout, amen, stand in the corner. If you want to stand over here, sit up here, whatever God wants you to do, that's what you ought to do. I want you to know you're free this morning. You're not bound. Don't accept the counterfeits that the devil is putting on you. I'm telling you this morning, he's robbing you right in the pew. Right in the pew, he's sitting with you, robbing you of your joy right in the pew. Because when you hear something positive, what should you do? Should you just sit there and just... No. When I hear something good, I'm like, yeah, amen, brother. And that's what we're after. That's what God is after. He's listening. He inhabits, the Bible says, the praise of his people. What is praise? Can you explain that to me? Even the crickets give him praise. They're out there sawing on their legs, making sounds. The frogs are singing at night. The birds are singing of the day. Have you ever noticed when you wake up in the morning, the frogs have stopped and the birds started? There's a continuous song going on all the time, and it's praise to him. If you haven't noticed that lately, you need to know. Walk outside and just close your eyes and listen. Nature itself knows that there's a God, and they're giving the Creator the praise. They're singing and they're worshiping all the time. But we come into the house of God and he's like, do you love Jesus? Really? And that's where we've got. And the devil loves it. He's running around. He's giving everybody, he's like, shh, shh. You know, and the little spirit starts moving. He's like, shh. And he's constantly going back and forth in every pew. And he's over here and he's over there. And about the time his spirit starts, he's like, let me in there. Come on, let me in here. Let me show you. This is how the devil does. He's interrupting everybody, climbing through and pushing around on everybody, saying, no, don't say nothing. And he's like, I better sit down right here. And about the time his spirit will show up, he's right here amongst everybody, and everybody's quiet. Now I got all of you in a bind, don't I? I think I'm just going to preach from right here. That's the way the devil works. You wouldn't believe what a warfare goes up on in that pulpit up there. But he likes to get right here because this is where he can hinder from. Because if he can get all you guys to be quiet, then he gets all them people quiet, then that hinders the man of God because he feel like he ain't doing nothing for nobody. And the devil's tickled to death, so he just keeps crawling all over people and making everybody be quiet and pushing around on them. So they feel the devil all over them, you know, right up in them, right around their face and bothering them like this. And I know it's bothering him how I'm doing this. You know, the devil's just working on him like this. But if we'll trust God, God will get us. What did you put on your head? Just kidding. Just kidding, brother. But that's the way he works. The devil is constantly trying to hinder the work of God. But if we'll let the Lord get amongst us and move, He'll move in a mighty way. Romans 10:11, the Bible says, "For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Whosoever, that means who, anybody that believes on him, that are truly saved, will not accept these counterfeits, and they won't be ashamed. You won't be ashamed to worship. Mark 8:38 says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes into his kingdom and before his holy angels." I don't want to be that person. That when I stand before the Lord, he says, "You were ashamed of me. Because you were ashamed of me, I'm ashamed to confess you." Won't that be awful? I don't want to be like that. But I want God to get the glory out of my life. I want him to move. And when the devil comes around offering me the counterfeits and trying to give them to me, I'm going to say, "Get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus." And he can put his counterfeits and he can take them back somewhere else. I don't want them. Have I taken counterfeits? I sure have. But I've had to get them out of my life. Why? I read the book. And it said, "You know what, Gary? You need to cast all your counterfeits upon me because I care for you. And don't let this stuff bring you down and hinder you. Bring it to me and cast it upon me and everything will be just fine." And that's what we need to do in our life. We need to cast them upon the Lord. We need to let God have them in our life. And that way we can overcome when this stuff comes into our life. We're not absorbing it. We're not taking it into our bosom and saying, "Yes, devil, I want it." Do you know he can deceive you in many ways? Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you truly been born again, you won't be doing the things of the world. Let me say that again. If you're truly born again, you'll come out from among it and not do it. God's telling me this morning that maybe some of you that are here have accepted the counterfeits of the devil. Maybe this has looked attractive to you. You know, you look at this money and you're like, "You know, that could really help me." We all need this. We got bills to pay. We got rent to pay. We got house payments to pay, car payments to pay. The list goes on and on and on. This is where the devil works. I'm telling you. Me and her talk about it very often. I can't wait till the day when we get to heaven. We ain't got to have this no more. Won't that be wonderful? Yeah. Marriage of the Supper of the Lamb. They ain't going to be handing out a bill at the end of it for us to pay out as we go out the mansion door. It's going to be free, amen. No one had to worry about this mess no more. This has caused more problems than anything I can think of in the world. It's split more churches, split more families, and killed more people than anything I can think of. This has killed more people than guns have killed. The love of it. And the devil's trying his best to draw you away from God with counterfeits. I wonder this morning, how much of these three things I've told you have you allowed the devil to rob out of your life? Now you've taken a counterfeit instead of the true love of God. I know God gave me this message for a reason. Maybe it's all for me. Maybe it's to help me in my life. But he loves you this morning. Can I get real for you with you just a minute? I love you. And I want the best for you. But the devil is seeking whom he may devour. He'd just soon kill you and destroy your family. And to destroy your witness and kill this church. Don't let the devil slip a counterfeit on you. Overcome it through the blood of the Lamb. Let us pray.